Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey.
This is very cold.
Hmm? No, not now. Not now. Don't eat it now. You could probably break a tooth.
Oh, they've come in like a disease.
Don't worry about them. I've dealt with these types of people before.
This is not your church, Mr. Whittaker.
No, you're right, it's not. At my church, we teach the truth.
Good to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you too, my friend.
Can I help with your bags?
No, thanks. I got it.
I'm sorry I couldn't meet you out by the plane. Security is tight today.
Yeah, I noticed that. What's up with all the guys with the big guns?
The rebels are trying to force out their president again. We've had some violence. It's getting worse. Some are expecting civil war.
How are our people?
We've survived. With a lot of prayer.
Manuel, why are these guys staring at me?
There is very little trust here now. Strangers have become instant enemies. Friends have turned on friends.
Even at our church?
Well,
the answer to that question was supposed to be a quick, "Oh no, Jason, of course not."
I was going to wait until we got to the village to tell you.
To tell me what?
A lot has changed in the 6 months you've been gone. Our church has lost a lot of people.
You're kidding. Why?
A man came to our village a week after you left. A man named Victor. He came with the same purpose as you, as a missionary, to set up a religious radio station. Plus, to organize a community of believers to worship and pray together. And now, many of the people who were members of our church have begun to follow him.
Well, that's okay, I guess. I mean, at least they're going to church somewhere.
Well, that's the problem. It's not a church.
What do you mean?
Come. I want you to hear something.
Is this it?
See? It's the most popular radio broadcast in the country.
Find the key of enlightenment.
Where is it?
That is up to you to decide.
I don't understand.
It's a drama? See? Well, I don't get it. I mean, what's so bad about this Victor guy broadcasting a drama? Listen.
Inside me?
Yes. You possess all the wisdom, all the power that you will ever need inside your heart. The power inside you will guide your actions.
I am so naive about such things. Will you teach me?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a little weird. But I've seen these types of fantasy shows all the time on TV. They seem harmless enough.
Perhaps by themselves they would be. But Victor partners these dramas with doctrine that is wrong. He claims to be teaching Christianity. But he also adds these messages about the power within us, and that if we work hard enough, we can become gods ourselves.
And people are falling for this?
Oh, think about it, Jason. We live with the threat of civil war every day. People love the idea of having some control over their lives.
Right, I get it.
They would rather rely on themselves than the God we preach about. If you didn't know any better, Jason, which would you choose? A religion that teaches you to be a God, or one that teaches you to be a servant?
So how many have we lost?
About 50.
50. Okay. Listen, somehow we've got to figure out a way to deal with these guys. Hey, maybe we could do a broadcast to challenge him.
It won't be as easy as you think. They've taken over our signal.
What do you mean?
They have a stronger transmitter than we do. No one could hear us, so we changed our frequency. But 5 days after we did that, their signal overpowered us again.
So they're definitely doing this on purpose.
It certainly seems that way.
Really?
And I thought I was just coming to check a few wires and replace a few Bibles. This could be fun.
Fun?
Oh, yeah. They're playing tough, but you know what? I can play tough, too. One of us has to go, Manuel. And I'm looking forward to seeing who's left standing at the end.
Don't want you to hang all over him, Luis. He's had a long trip.
He has a beard.
He flies around from place to place. He probably doesn't have time to shave. Are your hands clean?
We are home.
Senor Whitaker!
Oh, Jason!
Luis, hi. How are you?
Whew. Luis, look at you. You've gotten so small. What, did you shrink?
Did I?
Luis, haven't you learned yet about our amigo Jason?
It's a joke. Yeah, Luis, I'm joking. I actually think you grew about a foot and a half since I last saw you.
Did you bring your binoculars?
Oh, I sure did.
You have a beard.
Oh, yeah, that. I've been kind of lazy about that lately.
I can't wait until I have to shave so that I cannot shave too.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Forgive him. He's been waiting by the window ever since his father left for the airport.
Yes, Luis. Why don't you give your guests some room to breathe?
That's all right.
Oh, I still have the present you gave me.
What present?
I'll be back.
It's so good to see you, Jason.
Doesn't you look well.
Thanks, Ilya. So do you.
We've missed you.
Oh, listen, I've missed you guys, too.
The last time you came through that door, we were so lost. Now we wake up in the morning with hope. You've done so much for us.
I haven't done that much.
You introduced us to Jesus. What more could you have done?
Yeah.
This is the present you sent me. I put it next to my bed.
I sent this to you?
None of us really knew what it was, to be honest. But he kept it. I think it died. Or something. It shrunk up and got hard.
Well, yes. You know, that was called cotton candy. And you were supposed to eat it.
Oh, yeah. Oh really?
Yeah. No, not now. Not now. Don't eat it now. You could probably break a tooth on it now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't know.
That's all right. Hey, maybe I'll bring you some more next time, huh?
Well, I'm glad we're talking about it next time. I was growing a little worried that you had forgotten us.
Celia, never. I'll always come back when you need me.
He's going to help us deal with this new station.
Oh, they've come in like a disease.
Don't worry about them. I've dealt with these types of people before.
Well, it would certainly help to have the truth back on the radio.
Senor Whitaker knows what to do, right?
Well, I got a couple ideas, yeah.
These guys are going to eat our dirt.
That's dust.
What?
Well, these guys are going to eat our dust.
Oh.
His vocabulary has become quite interesting since you came too.
Yes.
I guess I better watch what I say then, huh? Hey, listen, Manuel, do you happen to have the number for the government agency that regulates radio frequencies around here?
Oh, I can get it.
Great. I'll need to make some calls.
This is very cold.
Cool, Luis. This is very cool.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Don't worry. I'll get this thing straightened out. Come in.
Ah, Jason.
Hey, Manuel.
Did you speak to the government?
Yeah, they said there was nothing they could do.
We face the same problem.
Listen, I also checked into higher-powered radio transmitters, and unfortunately, that's a no-go, too. Everything's too expensive. We just don't have the money.
Manuel, we found the...
Oh, Santo, ¿cómo estás?
Bien.
Hey, we gotta get you back working on the radio station, huh?
Why? No one can hear us.
All in good time. Hey, how's your family?
I'm sorry, I can't talk now. Manuel, I just came by to tell you we found a box of Bibles. Javier had it.
Gracias, Santo.
Bye. Wow, what's with him?
Santo is not the same since you last saw him.
How come?
He's angry. With you, mostly.
With me?
Well, you left us.
Well, I don't live here. I've got other missions to visit.
I understand that. But I don't think Santo does. He came to count on you. But you moved on. He feels betrayed.
Okay. I guess I'll have to talk to him.
See, you should. So, what will we do about Victor?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to handle this myself.
Yourself?
Mm-hmm. Victor's got some kind of meeting with his followers tonight, right?
See? He calls it a prayer service. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday night.
Well, I think I might just have to pay a little visit.
Jason, your presence in that meeting will be quite unsettling.
Probably.
You won't be welcome. Many of them were members of our church.
I realize that.
Just be very careful what you say. These people are different now.
Manuel, a little talk shouldn't hurt.
How many times have you been told in your life that you can't do what you want? Well, now you can stop believing that. The Bible says that we can do all things. Nothing is outside of our power if we look inside and discover who we are, what we can become. Come on, let me hear from you. Is there anyone who's proven that they can do something no one thought they could do? Yes, Maria, tell us your story.
My parents didn't think I could make it on my own. When I discovered this assembly, they told me I was wrong to worship here. They wouldn't allow me to come as long as I was under their roof. So I left. And now I feel like I am finally happy.
Yes, that's the kind of testimony I'm looking for. Anyone else? Have you ever been told that you were too weak, or too young, or too old? Yeah, you in the back. Do you have a testimony?
Yeah. Once in the first grade, my friends told me I was too wimpy to eat 4 raw eggs and a snail in succession. I guess I showed them.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry, you must not have heard me. I'll just step to the front. Oh, this is a great story. You guys are going to love it. Hey, Diego. Good to see you.
How's the farm? Manny, looking good. What are you, growing a little mustache there?
Who are you?
I'm sorry, Jason Whitaker.
Oh, yes. I've heard a lot about you.
Really? All good, I hope. Hey, Carlos. Great to see you, bud.
Why are you interrupting my service?
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I'll be out of your hair in just a sec. But I kind of wanted to clarify something for your audience here. I'm sure you would have said this stuff yourself, but I didn't want anyone to leave with the wrong information. You know, the verse in the Bible actually says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You didn't say the whole verse there.
My mistake.
Oh, I know. I'm sure it was an honest one. Yeah, I noticed a few of those, actually. You know, I can help you out a little if I just stand here and fix all your mistakes. You know, just to make sure no one gets misled.
I don't think so.
Oh, hey, you don't have to pay me or anything.
Listen, if you have nothing constructive to say, step down.
Oh, but I do. Yeah, I got plenty of constructive things to say, like how you are teaching lies.
This is not your church, Mr. Whitaker.
No, you're right, it's not. At my church, we teach the truth. We tell them there's only one God, and it isn't you, and it isn't them. Stop deceiving these people, sir.
I'm not deceiving anyone.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little surprised at the people you've brainwashed here.
Oh, now that's certainly an effective way to win your people back. Tell them they can't think for themselves.
What happened to all you guys? You were people who were worshiping the true God just 6 months ago. Juan, why are you here? You were so faithful.
Mr. Whitaker.
Carlos, you helped build our church with your own two hands. It was within those walls that you and your son gave your hearts to Jesus.
Carlos also helped build this one.
You guys, you know these things are false. You know the truth. Come on. Come with me. We'll start over. Leave this place. It's a room full of lies. This is not what you're about. I'm leaving. Follow me, everyone who's interested in living the truth. What's wrong? I asked you to follow me. Come on, right now.
Mr. Whitaker, it appears you'll be leaving alone.
What? I can't believe this. What's wrong with all of you?
A question I believe they could very easily ask you. Now go on. Leave this room and this country. And I hope someday you'll find a God powerful enough to help you stop making a fool of yourself.
What was that?
Manuel!
Jason, stay down.
What is that, gunfire?
Rebels, they are trying to scare us.
Scare us? Why?
Our village is neutral, but they want us to join the rebellion against the president.
Well, have you told them they're not scaring anybody?
Don't get in their way, Jason. Don't talk to them or even look at them. They're dangerous. You can't do nothing.
Our salvation is something we achieve when we allow the God within us to guide our actions and thoughts. As it says in Scripture, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Well, yet another verse taken out of context.
Last night at our service, we heard the story of a woman who found such a salvation. She told us that she owes her life to this ministry. We've helped so many people here, and we're growing every day. That's why we need your financial help now more than ever. If you owe your life to this ministry, then I know you'll give generously.
Well, we finally get to the punchline.
Punchline?
You betcha. He's asking for money.
They do that every time.
Man, I wonder how much they take in.
My father says a lot. Everyone gives. My friend gave up his allowance for a whole month.
To this ministry?
See?
Why? I can't even understand how people could listen to it.
I can. Some of the things are nice.
Oh, come on, Luis. You don't believe this stuff, do you?
Oh, no. I believe you.
Thank you.
But I can see why people would like to be gods. It would be nice sometimes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I wouldn't have to worry about the guns anymore. I could just make them stop. I wouldn't have to worry about having food to eat, and I could just make it appear. And I wouldn't have to worry about any of mi amigos dying of disease. I could just heal them.
Luis, the only God that can do those things is the God you already know.
See, but sometimes I would like to do it myself. Like the people on the radio.
What people?
On the show about the mountain.
You mean the radio drama they broadcast? You listen to that?
I used to, but my father took away my radio.
And you really liked that show?
See.
Wow. Well, I guess that's not surprising. Man, they have got the money-making scheme going here, don't they? Prey on people's fears, and then the money starts coming in buckets.
That's right.
I wonder if Victor even believes these things himself.
Do you think he's making all of this up?
Yeah, I sure do. He's sacrificing souls for money. There's got to be some way to make him slip up. But how can I make his followers believe anything I say?
Can I do something?
You know something? You sure can. Luis, you spread the word. Plant the seed. The more people that hear this, the better. You get them to thinking.
Right.
I'll be back.
Okay. I've got an idea.
Yeah, hi. Could I have Ed Merriweather at Foreign Missions, please?
I have looked for the keys to enlightenment, and I know not where else to look.
Search your heart. Search your soul.
Search the top drawer of your nightstand. That's where I always keep my keys. Ed, hi, this is Jason Whitaker. Yeah, I'm doing great. Listen, I don't have much time. I need your help. Do you happen to still have copies of that tape series we gave out in Chile? It was called Delusions of Godhood. Listen, do you think I could maybe get a Hold on a minute.
Tell you the truth about this radio program.
Luis?
It's all lies. The managers of this station don't even
Hold on, Ed. Something's happening on the radio.
All they care about is having more people listen to them. I know this for a fact.
Luis, what are you doing?
You won't become gods. It's a trick. Please, listen to me. They have deceived many, many people.
Are you crazy?
Because they are telling you only what you want to hear.
Luis, get out of
there. Tell everyone you know that they are liars. Tell your whole village.
Oh, boy. I gotta go, Ed. Somebody's in trouble.